This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Former Nebraska quarterback Cody Green is transferring to Tulsa. Green will have to sit out this year and will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Tulsa this season features quarterback G.J. Kinney, one of the top quarterbacks in Conference USA. Another Tulsa quarterback recently transferred. Green appeared in 17 games, including four starts in two seasons at Nebraska. He was also considering USC, Baylor, and Auburn. Millard South won the Class A Junior State American Legion Baseball Championship last night with a 7-3 win over Papillion La Vista South at Duncan Field in Hastings. Earlier in the day, Corey Anderson threw a no-hitter as Millard South beat Omaha Creighton Prep by the score of 5-0. Grand Island Home Federal will battle Omaha Creighton Prep for the Class A Senior State American Legion Baseball Championship tomorrow night at Ryder Park. Grand Island is 34-16. They won the National Division Championship on Wednesday with a 6-4 win over Millard South. Creighton Prep won the American Division Championship by knocking off Papillion La Vista South 10-1. Prep is currently 35-11. First pitch will be at 7. Scott's Bluff has been notified that the Bearcats will be stripped of the Boys and Girls State Class B Golf Championships for the 2009 and 2010 season for offering out-of-season benefits for athletes. The school bought family memberships for both golf teams to an indoor baseball and golf facility. Scott's Bluff will make his final appeal at the NSAA board meeting on Wednesday in Kearney. Tri-City Storm has acquired defenseman Greg Johnson from the Sioux City Musketeers for a conditional draft pick in the 2012 USHL entry draft. Johnson played in only 24 games for the Musketeers last season because of injury. And when Nebraska plays Iowa the day after Thanksgiving, the game will be known as the Heroes Game. The two athletic directors made the announcement today in Chicago. The game will be sponsored by Hy-Vee. And that's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Save big on everything to complete your summer projects. Now during Menards' Big Sale. Make a wide range of cleaning jobs a breeze with BrutTough Briggs & Stratton pressure washers. They're great for cleaning decks, driveways, siding, fences, and more. A 3,000 PSI BrutTough gas pressure washer features a Honda engine, four quick connect spray tips, a 25-foot hose, and pneumatic wheels. On sale for just $389.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud Nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on from a Big Ten Media Days going on here in Chicago, brought to you in part by our friends at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, where they always provide you with free delivery and old furniture removal. They'll take it out. It's all free of charge. It goes along with the great pricing you find in the store. Prompt delivery, because they're just as anxious to see the new items in your home as you are to receive them. So if it's in the store, it's to your door in no time flat. They find out about you before they even suggest what to show you for your home, because they want you to be happy, whether it's bedding, whether it's something for the living room, a couch, a recliner, a sofa, a love seat, tables. It doesn't matter. It's such a great selection. Be sure to check them out today. They're also online, brucefurniture.com. Check them out on Facebook as well. At Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, we encourage you to click the Doug and Daddy Show on Facebook. It's under ESPN Superstation. You get to know who's going to be on the show guest-wise, where we're at, what we're doing, and what's going on in the world of sports. And, Daddy, before we get too far back here into college football, some of the other worldly days, a lot happened again in the NFL yesterday. Ocho Cinco, he moves on. Bill Belichick thinks he can do anything with anybody.
Well, apparently he does. To get him and Haynesworth, that's raising all the headlines. I think, around here, the big news is Greg Olsen going to the Panthers. several other prominent names being cut. Antoine Randall L. was one of the one the Steelers found to, that they could get rid of. They scrapped him yesterday, so he's out there looking for a job. It's going to be fast and furious every day. This NFL is going to continue changing. It should be interesting to see. You've got some news of Brandon Jackson. You said signed with the Browns. Is that correct?
Yeah, and Shanley's going to stay with his ball club as well. So there's he's going to stay with the Saints. So that's pretty cool news there. And then you got the Nnamdi Asunwa. All of a sudden, Houston signs the corner out of Cincinnati. And so that probably takes them out. It looks more and more. I don't really want him to go to the Jets. His talents would be great somewhere else. Don't put all the talent in one place. And that doesn't even mean that the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl or that I'm for or against them. But you know, they've already got two studs there. Just do with what you got. I mean, my goodness, why do you need three Pro Bowlers and then have to get rid of one of them?
Doug, I think one of the bigger moves that I think is maybe the last in a lot of articles, and it's a name guy and it's a quarterback, and Kevin Kolb going to the Arizona Cardinals. I think that's a huge pickup for that team.
Well, and somebody now has to go be the backup for Michael Vick in Philadelphia, because how many times has he stayed healthy through a whole year? And you got to have somebody. Some people think it's going to be Vince Young. I think Vince Young would want to go somewhere where he'd have more of a chance to play. Now, if Michael Vick goes, Vince Young kind of in his mold, I guess, so it wouldn't really mess the offense up all that much. He's fairly mobile and kind of the same type of quarterback, obviously not as quick as Vick.
I don't know, you know, how many more years in your mind does Vick have still to play at that speed? You got to think that, you know, if you get two or three more out of him, I think that would
At least.
Do you think that's no problem?
Well, if he doesn't get hurt, yeah. I mean, hey, he had a few years off.
There's no doubt about it. I think Kevin Kolb could be a really great quarterback, and you team him up with a receiver in Arizona, like a Fitzgerald. I think it could be excellent.
As the professor John Clayton says, yeah, that makes Arizona a contender to win the division, but five wins could win that division. You know, seven did last year. It's just not that tough of a division. Depends where all these guys land. And speaking of guys landing somewhere, kind of the spot, Daddy, we thought maybe all along Cody Green would end up, where we heard the schools he was looking at, is Tulsa, and Steve Sipple confirming that last night in an article today in the Lincoln Journal Star. He told him, right now it's the best fit for me. The main thing is being happy and having a chance to compete. That's what Tulsa brings to the table. And Green had it down to Tulsa and Baylor, but he also had Southern California and even Auburn in there at the last minute. Does that mean the kid is good enough to play at these schools, and that the offense last year with Sean Watson just destroyed this young man, or what do you take out of all that?
I just shake my head at the whole situation, because we saw him, and I know that Washington knew he was going to throw the ball, but you watched him in that bowl game, and he's nowhere close to those receivers, so you're assuming that they're going to have a more wide-open deal, and he's going to try and do it maybe more running, but I'm not sure that he's quick enough to. I mean, obviously Taylor Martinez is about, you know, if you're doing a sprint, he's three steps ahead of Cody Green, and I just don't see it. I thought Cody Green could have translated into a tight end and that hybrid back, and gave us a receiving threat, a big physical target, and done that. But apparently he didn't want to. Apparently he didn't want to do that.
Cody Green telling Sip that Nebraska is moving toward a direction on offense that really didn't suit me. Huh? Cody Green's a physical running style of quarterback, right? That's the way you describe him, right? He's not a passer. We've seen that, right?
That's what fits.
How could the offense be moving away from his strengths here?
I just think, you know what, he was looking at third best on that depth chart. I think people were passing him by, and just was going to be so far away from the field he probably couldn't see it at Nebraska, which is great. You want to go play and compete? That's awesome. Go do it.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Joe Shad of ESPN, but more going on throughout the day. Barry Alvarez is going to be the guest captain when Nebraska plays Wisconsin on October 1st. Coach Bielema making that announcement today.
I think pretty logical choice for that. There's a lot of respect there. I think Coach Alvarez has been great with us. I think he's a great representative and a great ambassador for that natural rivalry to develop. Although, once again, we don't play every year, but I think it could be a huge ball game with both teams of competing to be at the top of the Big Ten every year.
Well, it should be interesting, and that's the one thing that we come out of this Big Ten Media Days with. Interesting. A lot of things are interesting. We've started to answer some questions, but so many more won't be answered about how great atmospheres will be, how great games will be, how much fun everybody will have until they actually take place.
Yeah, Doug, you're exactly right. But everybody's looking forward, other than maybe the first game. Well, everybody looks forward to Tennessee-Chattanooga because it's Nebraska's first game. Okay, that's fine. But are you really looking forward to the competition? It'll be the next week, and then from there on out, it's a great schedule this year for the Huskers. But everybody's gearing up for a great season again. The excitement level is back where it always is for Nebraska football.
One thing that was kind of brought up, Nebraska was the only players, everybody shows up. They were the only players in casual attire yesterday, and I guess I didn't notice that. Everybody else was wearing a suit and tie, except Nebraska, who were wearing the Nebraska polo shirts, dressed up, dress pants. We've noticed that in the past at Big 12 Media Days. Some guys really bring it. You know, you're used to seeing some big old 320-pounder, the kid from Tech with the red mohawk, but he's in a suit and he's got an earring and he's real big, and you just don't used to seeing him that way. And then other schools will come in, Oklahoma State, with their beautiful bright orange polo shirts and slacks, and everybody does it a little bit differently. I guess I didn't notice that yesterday, but some people have pointed that out.
Yeah,
that can't make a difference. Crick telling some folks today, that's all right. We wanted to make sure everybody knew we were from Nebraska.
You know, and that was one thing that kind of hard for us to identify players at some point during the day, like what team's he with. You don't see those guys on a regular basis. You don't readily identify them on a regular basis, so it made it more difficult. Yeah, when Oklahoma State walked into the room, you didn't question who they were. When A&M walked into the room, you knew exactly who they were. So it's something that those guys all look sharp, and today Crick donned a suit.
Yeah, again, it looks a little different in that suit, yeah. But he better get used to it when he plays on Sundays. One other little tidbit here for you is that Crick was asked, because he got to go to Big 12 Media Days last year, he says it was more sociable here at Big Ten because everybody was here, and we know Nebraska flew in and they were ready to get the hell out of there as soon as they possibly could, whether it was Coach Callahan or whether it was Coach Pelini. It's just not what they wanted to do. We've talked about the accommodating schools and some that are there for 2 days. Now, here, everybody has to be here for 2 days. He goes, it's a good thing you get a chance to at least meet some of the other guys, talk to some of the other guys. He goes, that was something that they didn't get to do last year.
Yeah, you know, a couple players away from that, I asked Kirk Cousins, I said, did you get to meet Crick? And he said, yeah, he's bigger. I couldn't believe he's that big. And so, you know, it's fun for them to get a – you know, they don't see each other. They don't, you know, especially Nebraska entering this conference. And those guys hear those names because they're on those watch lists with them and stuff. But other than that, they don't have a clue who they are. So I think it's a great opportunity. You know, this morning everybody was at their own table. You went around and we got as many interviews as we could. But there's just a lot of people vying for their time.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on for Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago, and as we try to learn more about every single team, we can also get a national perspective on what they think of the Big Ten, Daddy.
Yeah, Joe Shad from ESPN. You see him in the afternoons on college on the college.
I see him all the time.
College football live.
2:30 Central.
2:30 Central. This year's fifth major conference in 6 days. Is that correct?
Yeah. Every conference has a different setup, and I was in LA yesterday, and North Carolina day before that, and Alabama day before that.
Well, North Carolina, the big college football news here, getting rid of Butch Davis, it seemed like things had simmered down there. Were you surprised at all?
A little bit. I mean, I saw Butch Davis in the flesh just a few days ago in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and he certainly was very grateful at the administration's support, at least at that time, what he gauged as the administration's support. I'll be very interested to hear, actually, what the Chancellor Holden Thorpe, how he explains the timing of the situation today.
Yeah, I wonder what, obviously going into the season with the 9 days, 8 days from reporting for camp, will there be an interim coach named today?
Yeah, there'll be an interim coach. But imagine if you're the interim coach and you don't even have a team to address. I mean, all their kids are spread throughout the country on vacation. They're not even reporting for another week, so... what do you do to get on the phone and call your star players? What a tough spot. You know, the North Carolina program obviously dealt with so much last year at the start of the season with all those suspensions, who was out for how long, who was banned forever by the NCAA, and now to lose your head coach so close to the season. Very similar to the Ohio State situation with, you know, Luke Fickell as the interim coach. Does he really have a chance to be the long-term solution? And, you know, anytime you go the interim route and that guy doesn't have a very realistic chance to be the long-time coach, that sets a program back.
When you got to ESPN, you wanted to talk about football. You're a football fan. You enjoyed it.
Yeah.
This seems to be a very different summer with Ohio State, now with USC and the running back running his mouth to TMZ.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin, you were there when he said that. I take it in L.A. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to talk football and get away from this?
I really am. You know, that's why I feel so happy that I'm the sideline reporter for the ESPN Radio National Game of the Week, because when I'm on that field, you know, which is an awesome experience to be able to stand behind the bench and watch a Taylor Martinez engage his teammates and see how they react to him or don't react to him, and see how Pelinis are always fun to watch on the sideline. Here's some things I can't really repeat on the air there. But I'm excited for games. I will say this, a lot. You know, I was a newspaper reporter for years, and ESPN hired me to do some reporting, and a lot of my friends have lost their jobs, and I feel that there's a niche and a need for NCAA investigative coverage, and certainly there's a need for that right now.
Joe Chad of ESPN joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've been to this your fifth one. What have you learned from the previous media days that you've been to? What kind of put a light bulb in your head?
Well, you know, I was we started out with SEC, and Nick Saban was his typical jovial self, taking shots at the media, kind of blaming the media, for example, for the SEC's decision to reduce the number of scholarships that a football program can offer in any given year. To me, it's interesting. The SEC has won 5 consecutive national championships, and yet here's Commissioner Mike Slive leading the charge to reform, at least conceptually, the way college sports landscape is right now. So that's the thing that jumps out at me about SEC. ACC, what jumps out at me is the beautiful golf course. Nah, just kidding. The barbecue. Now, the fact that Jimbo Fisher's got things rocking and rolling down there at Florida State, and Al Golden, obviously. It's a lot of new coaches, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And there are going to be more moving forward, you know, at major programs like Ohio State and North Carolina.
Obviously, everybody in the Big Ten seems to be embracing Nebraska. Everybody's picking them to go to that first ever championship. Are you picking them?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, I think Nebraska is in position to compete for the conference championship right away. You know they're going to be stout on defense. You know they're going to be able to run the football. And, Taylor Martinez isn't here. And he's one of the most exciting players in college football. Not here representing Nebraska. I feel he should be here. So they made that decision not to bring one of the most exciting players in college football. And, that's disappointing because I wanted to talk to Taylor Martinez.
Overall, your thoughts, and who doesn't, but overall, your thoughts on the Big Ten Conference. Can Ohio State hang in there? What about, is it all Wisconsin? Other things that interest you about
Wisconsin,
this conference?
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin lost so many key players. I was on the field at the Rose Bowl last year, and, that was the perfect storm for those guys to have Scott Tolzien emerge as such a fabulous, accurate quarterback. It was kind of interesting. Dan Persa of Northwestern, I was looking last night, completes 74% of his passes. There's a guy who is here at Media Days, and you don't hear a lot about him, one of the more underrated quarterbacks, and we'll see how he recovers from his knee injury and how much he can run this year. But, Wisconsin might take a little step back to obviously get a huge boost in adding Russell Wilson at the quarterback position. I think Ohio State's going to have a lot more trouble than people think this year. I mean, not only do you lose Terrell Pryor, but to be without your best running back, wide receiver, offensive tackle, and defensive lineman for 5 games, that has to be a crippling effect, sort of akin to what we saw with North Carolina last year. And I think, they ended up with 7 or 8 wins, maybe 8 wins. And so maybe Ohio State's in that same category.
From a Nebraska standpoint, we look at the real bottom feeders in this league, Indiana, Minnesota, Purdue. Any one of those teams, in your mind, have a chance to make some noise?
Not really. I mean, Kevin Wilson is the right choice at Indiana. I think that, we've already seen that he was able to land a very highly recruited quarterback, and so that's a big deal. I think that he'll have things moving forward. But you're right, there are some bottom feeders, and this conference will take a hit if Ohio State is on the decline. They'll clearly need Michigan to rise up under Brady Hoke, and I think he's going to capitalize on that opportunity with Ohio State down.
Joe, real quick, last question. Who do you like at number one right now?
I'm on board with Oklahoma at one and Alabama at two. That's how most people have it, and I can see it based on the experienced players, the number of key players who returned for each team. A little more questions at Alabama with a new starting quarterback, but they're just so loaded. It's almost unfair. I've been to five major conferences, and in terms of conference coaching superstar power and the number of five-star recruits, it's just so heavily weighed towards the southern part of the country. It's almost like the map is tilted towards the southeast.
College Football Live, 2:30. He's Joe Shad from ESPN.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Shad joining us here from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels, Clothiers of Hastings, clothing the Doug and Daddy Show on their trip to Hastings, making sure that we look as good as we possibly can, and they'll do the same for you because that's a heck of a job to do that for us, too. Gary Michaels on the downtown strip in Hastings. Stop by and see the great, fabulous staff today. Joe Shad, thanks for joining us. Big Daddy here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days. Likes Oklahoma and Alabama. I got a feeling when we get closer, somebody else is going to start to make that move. But no real sense here that there's going to be a team out of the Big Ten that can win it, although if somebody happens to run the table, I think they've got to be right there.
I really thought when the year ended last year, and Oklahoma, but wasn't LSU a lot of the talk? Weren't there just so many people? I think got so many people coming back and this and that about LSU, and yeah, they've had some trouble with the recruiting, you know, with the recruiting deal and whatnot, and the people they paid to get some, I guess, scouting reports on from high school. But you know, they're supposed to have 15 players coming back from an 11-2 season. I thought, you know, there'd be more talk about LSU, and it's all been about Alabama, who had three losses last year.
Well, I guess we're going to have to stay on that, see what happens, and just really see what happens, don't you think?
Well, you know, there's some great teams all across the SEC. Many people like, you know, Georgia and South Carolina. When you got to go through that gauntlet, either one of those teams in the SEC, I think Alabama at Penn State, that's going to be a great Week 2 football game for everybody across the country to enjoy. That, to me, is one of those marquee games you look for all summer long, and you say, boy, that's going to be something. I'm going to make sure I watch that one. And it's going to be, you know, at College Station, and I think it should be a great atmosphere for, you know, early season, preseason, before you get into the conference. And I think it's one of those games, and, you know, LSU takes on Oregon right away. And I think that's going to be, you know, that's in Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, but that should be the September 3rd game a lot of people are going to want to see. There's some great preseason matchups out there, and we'll see. The cream will rise to the top. It always does.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to Big Ten Media Days, we're going to talk with Indiana linebacker Jeff Thomas. He'll join us right after this.
Searching for an affordable summer getaway? Try Mall of America. With more than 520 stores and attractions galore, you'll find plenty to entertain the entire family. Like Nickelodeon Universe, where you can soar through the air on 24 rides for all ages and courage levels. Then head to Skydeck, the mall's newest destination for bowling, food, and fun. Want more? Visit Sea Life Aquarium, American Girl, or Lego for unique experiences you can't get anywhere else. And of course, there's shopping. Mall of America has the widest selections, latest fashions, and unparalleled choices for every style and budget. Plus, there's no sales tax on clothing or shoes. Wrap up your day with a show at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy for 100% of your daily recommended hilarity. It all adds up to an unforgettable summer getaway. Experience the place for family fun, Mall of America. Visit mallofamerica.com for more info.
Moving to a retirement community is about more than maintaining your freedom and dignity with assisted living, or having the most skilled of nursing care available should you ever need it. It's about more than amenities and beautiful facilities. True peace of mind isn't just finding somewhere you can stay. It's finding somewhere you never want to leave. And for more than 27,000 people in 24 states, that somewhere is the Good Samaritan Society. Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
BuyEasyAuction.com already slices the prices on area merchandise by over 50%.
Ice, man.
But in July, we're icing them too. Cool thought. We've iced the retail price, frozen it, another 50% off. So log on to BuyEasyAuction.com, enter the promo code ICE.
Ice, baby.
For another 50% off your total. Ice the price.
Ice, baby.
BuyEasyAuction.com or click on the Easy Auction billboard at the top of our station website.
Ice, baby.
Brooks Bollinger. Of course, the people know him from Wisconsin Badgers, a quarterback.
He's a perfect fit, and I think they, first of all, they're going to get a nice welcoming so they come to Camp Randall.
Live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago.
Iowa defensive tackle Mike Daniels.
You know, they wish that Iowa and Nebraska could play each other again. And to be able to be part of that group that brings that back to life is just excellent.
Duck and Daddy, 11-1 through the week. Brought to you by K&K Parts, Gary Michaels Clothing, Bruce Furniture, and Misco Sports. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For this afternoon, we'll see partly sunny skies with a slight chance of storms and a high of 85. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower storm, partly cloudy and 68. Saturday, partly cloudy with our highs warming up to 92. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 77.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program, the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. And that's where our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth is located today. Daddy, hassle-free pricing at Midway is there every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online at thinkmidway.com. Hassle-free, what do you think it means? It's hassle-free. The price is right there. You don't have to worry about negotiations. And if you're worried that they're just putting a price on there at Midway, that's why they give you thinkmidway.com. They compare. You're going to get the best deal.
Maybe you need a service. Mopar Quick Lube. They've got it. The Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location.
Quality complete service saves you time and money. Oil change, maintenance inspection, car wash. It's done in 30 minutes or less, and you don't even need an appointment at your Midway Mopar Quick Lube at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram location. Stop by and see them today, whether you're keeping your current vehicle up and going or whether you need something different. It's right there at Midway.
Douglas, more college football talk. I think Charles Davis, we were able to catch up with him at Big Ten Media Days here in Chicago. One of those deals, Charles got away from covering the Big 12. So it's been a while since face-to-face we got to see him and introduce ourselves and talk to him. Actually been 4 or 5 years since Charles, I believe it was in Kansas City at Big 12 Media Days, was the last time. Now, we have him on periodically, but we just hadn't caught up with him face-to-face. So it's good to see him again. And he's a pro football insider. He's a college football insider. He does a little bit of everything.
The Class A American Legion Junior Baseball Tournament finally wrapped up last night at Duncan Field in Hastings, and Millard South was able to come out of nowhere and win both of their games. Millard South had got beaten by Creighton Prep in the winner's bracket on Monday, and they came all the way back, blanked Creighton Prep 5-0, and then beat Papillion-La Vista South of the championship game by a score of 7-3. So congratulations to all of those teams that have been and done such great things. And don't forget tomorrow, Grand Island and Creighton Prep play for the Class A state championship.
Yeah, that's exciting for Tino and his crew. Best of luck there. Both the teams are advancing to North Dakota, so I'm not sure what difference it makes if they play that game, but nonetheless, I guess you want to win and prove you're the best in the state during this American Legion tournament.
There was actually a statement put out by the baseball offices about how this is an important ball game because it is for the Class A overall state championship.
Fair enough. Didn't they used to do that by just having one state tournament?
Yeah,
It's true. Let's take a look at the Class B and C senior state tournaments now are all that is left, and then they have a playoff game on the 6th, and today is Friday the 29th, so tomorrow, Saturday the 30th, and the host is Central City for Class B, and at 11:30 tomorrow morning, the first game will have Aurora taking on Gretna. Then at 2 o'clock, Seward will play Broken Bow. At 5 o'clock, Gehring will take on Beatrice. And at 7:30, Central City, the host team, will be taking on Bennington. So Central City, a very good organization, been a great place to host baseball and good place to play baseball. So it should be good tournament coming up tomorrow in Central City. And for the Class C, that is going on at Hardington. And here are the breakdowns tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pender takes on Adams Sterling. At 2 o'clock, the host Hardington is going to play Elkhorn Mount Michael. At 5 o'clock, Shelby Osceola Stromsburg plays David City. And Alma will take on Creighton in the final game of the opening round tomorrow night. At 8 o'clock, Alma taking on Creighton.
There's some area powers there. Alma, Aurora, you mentioned Central City. Aurora's had great baseball teams. They've got a great facility for baseball. So more good teams advancing there.
A couple of things as we get ready to talk here to Indiana linebacker Jeff Thomas. Of course, Mike Eckler, the former Husker assistant, now a defensive coordinator there, and we'll talk with him about that. A couple of things going on with the Storm. Scott Diebold, who they expected to be their man in the net, has decided to go to college a year early.
Yeah, that's disappointing, and I'm sure they'll be scrambling and looking for one of those the best goalie available out there all over. Near and far, they're going to have to because they thought they had a good one. He's gone, and so he's probably starting from scratch again.
And then the Storm have also made another change. They're always making changes. They've acquired defenseman Greg Johnson from the Sioux City Musketeers for a conditional draft pick in the 2012 draft. Coach Drew Shenick says they're excited to get Johnson. Adding a veteran defenseman solidifies the defensive unit. Either get him in the Storm lineup. He is just about ready to turn 19, played in 24 games last season for the Musketeers because he was injured, but he has grown quite a bit here over the last year, and let's see how that works out for him. He's played his midget major hockey for the Dallas Stars under-18 team, and he's actually out of Texas, so you don't see that very often.
No, and obviously with the goalie situation, you're going to have to beef that defense up a little bit to slow the puck down. So good for them picking up a defenseman.
When we come back, Jeff Thomas, linebacker, Indiana from Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by Misco Sports, Bruce Furniture, K&K Parts, and Gary Michaels Clothiers. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days after this.
There's a right way and a wrong way to cut government spending. This is Senator Ben Nelson, and I approve this message because we need to tear up Washington's credit card, but not balance the budget on the backs of senior citizens. Some want to change Medicare into a voucher system and privatize Social Security, risking your money in the stock market. Their ideas will drastically change Medicare and Social Security, cut benefits, and raise premiums. It's a bad idea. We made a promise to seniors, and I intend to keep it. I will vote to cut spending, but I will not vote to destroy Medicare and Social Security. Stand with me. Go to SaveNebraskaSeniors.com and sign my online petition to protect Social Security and Medicare. Tell Washington to keep their hands off your retirement and get their own house in order. Remember, go to SaveNebraskaSeniors.com. Paid for by the Nebraska Democratic Party and authorized by Ben Nelson.
Ever heard of the KISS rule? It's all about keeping things simple. At the Midway Auto Group, we think that makes a lot of sense for us and for you. And that's why we offer hassle-free pricing on all of our vehicles on both of our lots. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You see, we don't think buying a vehicle ought to be this complicated, convoluted car catastrophe. Just keep it simple. Easy peasy. You come on the lot, we help you find the vehicle that meets your needs and your budget, and you know what the price is right from the get-go, because it's right there on the window on every one of our vehicles on both of our lots. Keep it simple. And you know what? Hassle-free also means stress-free. No difficult negotiations. Just find the one you like and take it home. You're going to like hassle-free, and you're going to appreciate simple. Come on in and keep it simple and hassle-free at Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Even in the muggy days of August, there are six words that can send a chill down your spine. Ladies and gentlemen, dump your ducks. The 14th Hastings Family YMCA Duck Race is now part of Kool-Aid Days and raises money for children, families, adults, and seniors in our community who participate in memberships and programs. The first prize is a monster, $7,000 cash, plus $2,000 for the second place and $1,000 for third. The next 21 finishers also win prizes. Adopt a duck today from either of the Hastings Family YMCA Welcome Centers, Sunmart, Russ's Market, Allen's of Hastings, or any Five Points Bank location in Hastings. It's August 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Chautauqua Park. Brought to you by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Save big on everything for a beautiful bathroom now during Menards Big Sale. Choose from a great selection of top quality bath products, including tub and shower systems by Lyons. For over four decades, Lyons has created quality bath products. The Elite Acrylic Shower System features an easy-to-clean ultra-gloss finish with no caulk seams. With two built-in shelves and footrests, the Elite Shower System by Lyons is on sale now for just $349.
Save big money at Menards.
Second Daddy Show, live from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Doug due to Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, playing that stuff back there at the radio station that we have him do and getting us on and off the air and doing everything that needs to be done for this extended Doug and Daddy Show from Big Ten Media Days. Don't forget, folks, if you're looking for a little lunch still on this Friday, anytime this weekend or anytime, day, night, they're there for you at the Chicken Coop where you can talk sports, watch sports, and enjoy your favorite beverage and a great meal as well. Because with all the HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. They've got lunch specials 7 days a week, and every night, great food and drink specials for you as well. You want a little salad, they've got that for you. You want a steak, they can do that for you. You just want a chicken tender hoagie, some of their boneless wings, bone-in wings with over 12, 13 flavors of sauce. Try them all. Find out what your favorite one is. You're never going to have a bad time, and it's always good food. Whether you need a huge meal or just something light, great appetizers to choose from, burgers and pizza, kids, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, it doesn't matter. They're there for you at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug, I was just thinking about those ribs we had last night. They don't compare to the ribs of the Chicken Coop. Not even close. Try the ribs of the Chicken Coop. They've got them for you.
Doug and Daddy Show here at Big Ten Media Days, and we're talking with a senior linebacker from Indiana, Jeff Thomas. And Daddy, I know there's a reason that you're hunting out a linebacker from Indiana.
Well, our friend Mike Eckler is his coach now, and he's a fiery guy. He's a fun guy to be around, and I'm sure Jeff will echo those sentiments. But welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Jeff. Thanks so much for stopping by.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll start with that because I know you've been answering some questions about Coach Eckler. Talk about last year, the first 3 years going through what you had to go through at Indiana, and then maybe the differences that Coach Eckler has brought so far.
Well, actually, I was a junior college transfer, so first year last year was my junior year at Indiana. So had a great coach in Coach Yeager, taught me a lot of good things, and I couldn't say a bad thing about him. But bringing Coach Eckler in, from what we learned prior and what we're learning now is a lot more beneficial, I feel, you know, using our hands, getting off blocks, and all the things that he's teaching us technique-wise, scheme-wise, is totally different than what I've been taught before. And, you know, I can only embrace it and continue to get better at it because obviously he's had a lot of success coaching linebackers.
What was the first time you met him, the energy level? He brings it every day, but were you like, just relax, buddy, or what were you thinking?
Well, when he got hired, he called me, and we talked, and I was like with my buddies, and we were talking a little bit, and I didn't really know who he was. And then I got on campus after winter break, met him, and man, he was just, I never met a guy like him before. He's super energetic. He's got a lot of intensity, and he's a guy who you feel like you know for 20 years after you meet him for like 10 minutes. So I'm glad he's my coach, and I can't say a bad thing about him. And, you know, he's going to make this linebacker group a whole lot better.
Indiana linebacker Jeff Thomas joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How important is it to have new energy after a season where you're trying to get better? How is it important is it to bring some new energy in with some new people?
I mean, it's very important. You know, we got it's a whole new, you know, culture, I feel like, in Indiana. It's a lot different. You know, we got these great coaches who are all accustomed to winning, and, you know, you don't want to let them down. You know, we believe in our coaches. We've gotten a lot more confident, been working hard. We had a great winter, great spring, and finish up, we had a great summer as well. So we got to follow it up and have a great camp, and hopefully it takes us into a good season.
Obviously, expectations from a Nebraska standpoint probably a little bit different than expectations at Indiana when you're trying to turn things around. What are your expectations this year?
This season, I mean, we plan on, you know, taking one game at a time, and you know, we're playing to win. You know, you don't go out there and, you know, you don't play to lose. So we got high expectations. We believe in our coaches. We're super confident. We've been working hard, and you know, we expect big things.
Biggest difference in Kevin Wilson taking over as a head coach from just a tempo maybe, or what's the difference at practice with him?
I mean, practice is totally different, super fast paced, up tempo, a lot of hitting, you know, being tough mentally, physically, you know, working hard, and I mean, we've embraced it as a team. We definitely haven't shied away from it, so we're just continuing to grow as a team, continuing to believe in coach, and the more hard work we put in, and the more you know, stuff we do, we keep getting confident, and it keeps growing.
How much hands-on is Coach Wilson with the defense so far, as opposed to obviously your defensive coordinators?
I mean, he still coaches up. I mean, he knows he's been a part of real good defenses at Oklahoma, so I feel like Coach Wilson knows a lot about defense, and he doesn't really need to coach it. So it's a mental, and it's a mental toughness personally that he brings to the table for the defense when we see what the offense is doing. So with our coordinators, you know, we know the scheme and we know all that, but when Coach Wilson says something, you know, everyone's ears perk up a little bit and listen to what he has to say.
He's Jeff Thomas. He's got the best hair in the building next to Denard Robinson.
Jeff, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff. He's got a flock of hair on him, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's kind of got that very, very curly. It's probably about 6 inches all the way around. Kind of an afro look.
I want to go right now, before we go into our next break, remind folks that they're just right. The Little Leaguers from Kearney are headed out to Indianapolis to once again try and make some noise at the Little League World Series. They're just wrapping up their hot dog stand. If you're right there by the Apple Market in Kearney right now, you can still swing by. They're there until 1 o'clock. Make a donation if you'd like. If you can't be there today, don't forget tomorrow the Little Leaguers will be at the car wash at Builder's Warehouse from 11 to 2. That's 11 to 2 tomorrow at the Builder's Warehouse car wash. All the proceeds will be used to help them get to Indianapolis for the Little League World Series, and we wish them the very best of luck. Your thoughts? We have come through the Big Ten Media Day. Anything that has changed in your mind?
Well, I just think, you know, you talk to these Indiana players and you talk to Kevin Wilson, the energy he's injecting there, and not just him, but we know what Mike Eckler's like. You see him, you know, you make a stop on third down and he's jumping on top of players. He is fired up. He's jacked to the absolute hilt. You know, this wasn't a one-win team, a two-win team a year. This is a 5-7 ball club. You know, you look at their schedule: Ball State, Virginia, South Carolina, at North Texas. You know, that's before October 1st.
South Carolina State,
excuse me. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ball State's had some quality teams. Virginia has been a program that's been down. If you can pick up a couple of those wins, get a little momentum going, who knows what could happen?
Well, that's the only thing? Indiana's the only thing that stuck out to you?
No, I mean...
Minnesota should... I think Minnesota's going to be better. The problem is, I think some of these teams can be better, and it's not going to reflect in their record, because I don't see, outside of possibly Ohio State, I don't see any of the big boys slipping back.
No, I think you're right on that. I think you're looking in the one division. I think Michigan makes a move forward, although I think they're still behind Michigan State and Nebraska. In the other division, you got Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Penn State. other than that, you wondered who's going to make that move. I think everybody is in agreement with that last sentence, you know, in both of those divisions.
One game, one upset could move somebody from potentially a fourth, fifth place tie all the way up to second in their division, and then you never know what's going to happen. So going to be interesting. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show with our Big Ten Media Days, we're wrapping up. Just got about 15-plus minutes left here in Chicago. Charles Davis from Fox, they're going to be doing a lot more. They're doing a game of the week this year. We kind of made fun of that earlier in the week. Why are they doing the Big Ten game when they're getting out of the BCS? Well, just when they get out of the BCS, they pick up and they're doing more national games on Fox. And we'll get his thoughts on college football, pro football, and a whole lot more. Charles Davis joins us, and we'll tell you a whole lot more about who's still to come on the Doug and Daddy Show when we get back to Nebraska right after this.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Millard South won the Class A Junior State American Legion Baseball Championship last night with a 7-3 win over Papillion La Vista South at Duncan Field in Hastings. Earlier in the day, Corey Anderson threw a no-hitter as Millard South beat Omaha Creighton Prep 5-0. Grand Island Home Federal will battle Omaha Creighton Prep for the Class A Senior State American Legion Baseball Championship tomorrow night at Ryder Park. Grand Island is 34-16 in the season. They won the National Division Championship on Wednesday night with a 6-4 win over Millard South. Creighton Prep won the American Division Championship by knocking off Papillion La Vista South 10-1. Prep is 35-11. First pitch will be at 7. Pairings are set for the Class B Senior State American Legion Baseball Tournament that gets underway tomorrow in Central City. Gretna will play Aurora in the first game at 11:30, followed by Seward against Broken Bow at 2. Beatrice against Gehring at 5 o'clock and Central City against Bennington at 7:30. The Class C Senior State American Legion Baseball Tournament will be played in Hardington beginning tomorrow. In the first round, Pender will play Adam Sterling at 11, followed by Hardington against Elkhorn Mount Michael at 2, David City against Shelby Osceola Stromsburg at 5 o'clock, and Creighton against Alma at 8. Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini spoke to the media yesterday at the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Pelini says the Huskers have a chance to be pretty good this season.
We have great leadership. We have some talent. We have depth. We have a lot of pieces in place, but, it takes a tremendous amount of work and commitment from the coaches and players to bring it all together and make it happen. But on the surface, I think we have a chance to be pretty good.
Meanwhile, Nebraska defensive lineman Jared Crick says he's ready to face the offenses that the Big Ten has to offer.
I personally have no preference. Football is football. No matter what team we play, it's nothing we haven't seen before, haven't prepared for before. So. Just got to go out there and execute our defense and we'll be fine. No matter what anybody wants to run at us with what, just got to go out there and do our job first.
Nebraska begins their fall workouts next Saturday. The first game is September 3rd at home against Tennessee, Chattanooga. Former Nebraska quarterback Cody Green is transferring to Tulsa. Green will have to sit out this year and will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Tulsa this season features quarterback G.J. Kinney, one of the top quarterbacks in Conference USA. Another Tulsa quarterback recently transferred. Green appeared in 17 games, including 4 starts in 2 seasons at Nebraska. He was also considering USC, Baylor, and Auburn. And former Nebraska running back Brandon Jackson has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Cleveland Browns with $4.5 million. Jackson was selected by the Green Bay Packers in the second round of the 2007 NFL Draft. He rushed for 703 yards and 3 touchdowns last year while catching 43 passes for 342 yards and a touchdown. That's sports.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
We'll be right back.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Check out the new BK Minis, whether it's burgers or chicken. They're good for you at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Danny, we were talking about the Little League team from Kearney heading on to the Little League World Series. Well, a youth baseball team from Uganda, however you want to pronounce that, would have been the first squad from Africa to play at the series. They've been denied their visas to enter the United States. The U.S. Department of State declined to give a reason other than to say that the team's documentation contained discrepancies from South Williamsport. It's unfortunate. Little League Vice President said the State Department cited privacy concerns in declining to release more details. Oh, my God, we can't tell you why 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds can't come to the United States.
Yeah, that's you know, of all the people that get into this country, 12-year-old baseball team, let's go ahead and check the okay box on them.
Yeah, the Little League team from Kampala won the Middle East and African Region Tournament, which was played in Poland. And they did that by beating the Arabian American Little League team from Saudi Arabia. It was the first time in the 65-year history of the World Series that a team from Africa had even advanced that far. Of course, the Saudi Arabian team had been a mainstay, qualifying 17 times since 1991. The squad was comprised primarily of children of U.S. citizens who worked overseas. In contrast, the Ugandan team was made up of children who lived in villages outside Kampala and attended the foundation-based school. According to Little League officials, the last time a team qualified and could not make the trip, when a squad from then West Germany, composed of dependents of U.S. Army personnel, didn't have enough money to make the trip in 1959, when only eight teams qualified for the tournament.
What a huge the excitement level of advancing, and then the other emotion when you're denied.
Can't Eddie Murphy just get him over here? I mean, he's the king of Zamunda.
You would think. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I don't know if his wife's dad would allow that.
The king of Zamunda. He could bring his own money.
There you go.
Doug and Danny Show continues from Big Ten Media Days as we take a look overall at what's going on in the world of college football, but also the pro football world. Tony, we can't overlook that because we're actually playing football.
Yeah, we are, and you've got Minnesota radio stations here that are more concerned about what the Vikings are doing. Chicago radio stations here are a lot more concerned what the Bears are doing. We're here for Big Ten Media Days, and we're pleased to be joined from Big, you know what, he's on everywhere, folks. I don't even know where to start. He's on the NFL Network. I guess that would be primary check number
one.
Well,
NFL Network, and because we're here, we're talking college football. This is my primary job. I'm with Fox college football coverage. I'll be working with Gus Johnson as the play-by-play guy this year. Everybody knows who Gus is.
Yeah.
Gus is a signature guy, and I'm fortunate enough to have a chance to sit next to him for the first time ever. And former Minnesota Golden Gophers head coach to Big Ten guy Tim Brewster will be on the sidelines for us in kind of a novel deal. I can't think of a time ever where I've heard of a former head coach first year out of the business, let alone any time. I can't think of any time that a former head coach has gone down on the sidelines, been a sideline reporter, but he won't be a sideline reporter in the traditional sense of the word. He'll be another analyst on the field.
Yeah, he won't be near as good looking as some of those sideline reporters. But Fox has always been innovative, doing something different. They get Gus away just when he is really, I think, at the peak of his game.
Yes.
And now they're doing something different with the coaches. And you have, we've had you on the show before, the knowledge that's there. You've got to be excited for this venture.
Oh, very much so, to have Fox back into college football on a national basis. You know, we've had the BCS before. Fortunate enough to be a part of that when it occurred. You know, we went through three national championship games, a few other BCS games. It was great. But what we didn't have was weekly national college football on our air. We've always had the Fox Regionals, you know, covering the Big 12 and the Pac-10 then, now the Pac-12. But we didn't have a weekly game of the week that led into it. So that really hurt Fox, and it really hurt us in terms of being broadcast teams, because it's like we orbited in out of Mars somewhere for the BCS games. Because the college football fan, you know, whether it's right, wrong, or whatever, they like familiarity. They like to know who they're dealing with. They like to know what voices came at them. If you're a Nebraska fan, you know who's bringing you the game on radio. You get used to certain announcers that you watch on TV, and then all of a sudden, who are these guys? Now, whether we were good or bad is always subject to interpretation. That's subject to the listener and to whoever's listening and watching. And you say, well, I like this person, I don't like that person. That's what we all do. But it's a lot easier to have a chance with someone if they're familiar with you. Because even if they even if you don't like a person, but if they're bringing you to games every week, there's a familiarity there that makes it easier for you. We didn't have that before. We're hoping to have it now. And then who knows when the contract comes up again. I wouldn't be surprised if my bosses at Fox wouldn't want to make another run at it and possibly have another shot.
Charles Davis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Charles, we want to do this on the air. We are sorry about last week. We promised
please.
You we'd have you on.
You
we had a time mix up. And
let me tell you something. You guys don't need to apologize first and foremost, okay? We, you know, Central Time, Eastern Time, who knows what happened. It's a small mix-up. That's the worst thing that's ever going to happen to us. Trust me, we're not going to miss the family reunion over that, right?
Charles, well, I appreciate
okay?
that.
We're still in the portrait over that one, and I just felt bad because I wanted to still do it at another time, but at that point I'd already jammed and made a commitment to Mrs. Davis, and I just couldn't get out of it.
This boy was in depression mode, ate 2 gallons of ice cream.
Dad,
it was amazing.
Let me tell you something. You should have called me. All right, you should have called me and told me. So that's what we should have done.
See, I would eat 2 gallons of ice cream anyway.
You know, but this is an issue that there's, you know, and I won't delve too deeply into it, but this is a societal issue. Because what happens now, because we have so many communication tools, what happens at the end of the day? We often don't do what? We don't talk.
No talking.
Okay, so we'll text, we'll email. Well, you know, faxing sounds so, you know, so 1995, right? Okay? But we do all of those other things. We tweet. We do all these, but we don't talk. And if you don't talk to someone and you don't hear the inflection in their voice, if you don't see them face-to-face and you don't see their body language, oftentimes things that you write down and communicate that way may look worse than what it is. A lot of times you ever get a text from someone, go, oh, my God, they must be mad at me. And
yeah.
It was never in that person's mind that they were mad at you, but it reads cold. And if you can't see it and you can't do it, so if we ever have another mix-up, we need to talk because it was never an issue.
Well, Charles, you know, we're here to talk. We're here to talk college football. And Doug's got more college football questions. I'm the NFL guy. I crave the NFL.
We can go everywhere.
Have you ever saw a crazier deal? Albert Haynesworth to the Patriots now. I did not see that marriage ever.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when they got Randy Moss. See, these guys that you can't get everything out of without God knows what, all right? Randy Moss, I'll play when I want to, okay? Well, Bill Belichick got him, and he played. Okay, I've suspected Randy's at the end of his career now. Last year, the reason they got rid of him, he can't run the same way he used to. All right, they think, you know, three teams last year didn't happen. But my point on this one with Haynesworth is you've got to go to a team where they're willing to cut you. And what I mean by that is, listen, if Haynesworth doesn't work out, if he's going to dog it for Bill Belichick, he'll be gone tomorrow. See, they have that power, and it won't be questioned. You know, the Washington Redskins, they paid all that money. You've got to find a way to make that work, okay? There wasn't the stature there. Shanahan was there for 1 year, but it wasn't enough because prior to that, it had already been established what was going on. He's going to Bill Belichick. And if you're with Bill Belichick and you're going to dog it, you know what that's called? Last train out, baby, all right? He'll be doing the monkey song, Last Train to Clarksville. And trust me, I've been to Clarksville, okay? There's no NFL football in Clarksville.
So you're
okay?
Right on that.
All right? You know, there's a nice little shrine to the monkeys there. There's Austin Peay University where Fly Williams was a great player, which gave us that great cheer in college basketball. The fly is open. Let's go pee. All right? So when you got all that going on, that's terrific. But as far as being an NFL player, you have to go to a program where the head coach is still seen as that authority. And if you're not getting it done and they cut you, the head coach isn't going to be questioned. You're going to be questioned. So it's a bold, genius move for the Patriots. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, they already have Vince Wilfork. And how about this for irony? What did Albert Haynesworth say he hated about Washington when they switched systems? I don't want to play in a
3-4.
I'm a 4-3 guy. What do the Patriots play as a base?
3-4.
He's going to be disgruntled again.
But you know something? I bet you don't hear a peep out of him.
No.
I'm willing to bet that he goes in there and tries his best to make this work. I'm willing to bet that. I'm going to bet my last nickel on this thing. And you know, as creative as they are defensively with the mind of Bill Belichick, don't be surprised if you don't see some times with Wilfork and Haynesworth are in the game at the same time. Haynesworth kicking out maybe to an end occasionally. Maybe they do some 4-3 stuff. Who knows? But I think it's a great move, and there were very few teams I saw getting Albert Haynesworth where I would have said it was a great move.
Looking at all these moves, and Charles Davis joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Reggie Bush to the Dolphins, is it just a mindset that, hey, we Wildcat, Ronnie Brown worked, Ricky Williams worked, Reggie Bush we know is probably going to be better than both of these? Your thoughts on that?
Interesting, because the issue there is That was a previous offensive staff. You know, you think about it, that was Dan Henning and crew, yeah. All right? Sprano was the head coach. Now, he's still there. That's the same common denominator. But Brian Daboll is the new offensive coordinator. Will he be that creative offensively? Because I said before it went down, and I opined, and occasionally I actually opine, all right, that the best move for Reggie Bush is to work out the money with the Saints. No, you're not going to get $12 million, but there was no better program in the NFL. There's no better organization for him than the Saints with Sean Payton calling plays and being creative offensively for him. He's not going to run the ball, Tony. You know that.
No.
He's not going to run the ball and get you 1,000 yards running the ball. We've seen it. I'm convinced that doesn't happen
anymore.
He'll get
to about 480 and have a knee or ankle problem.
Or something, right? And he needs to be in space. That's the best place to use him. Running back punts, that's terrific. Although, I think his career average running back punts would probably surprise everyone. If you get a chance, punch it up. You find out what his career average is, because I'm betting it's not as good as his reputation. Because
one big one and a lot of short ones.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen, you know, where the Flash just had that Monday night game where I think he ran back two. And then the rest of the time, everything was like negative yardage or no yardage, because he gives you that impression that he's about to explode at any moment, but it's not often. It's not often enough. For the Dolphins, that just told us. Ronnie Brown's on the move. We know Ricky Williams is up in age. He may be on the move. But Reggie Bush still can't be your primary ball carrier. They drafted Daniel Thomas from Kansas State. He will likely be the primary ball carrier in the not-too-distant future. Use Reggie Bush as your changeup and specialty guy, and that'll be the best thing for him.
Yeah, we got to see him a year ago at Big 12 meetings. Daniel Thomas, just a beast back there.
That's 100% man back there, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the difference. You know, he's an NFL. He's a prototypical back.
He is.
Reggie Bush really isn't. He's
no,
a space guy.
You're exactly right.
Doug and I are both Cowboy fans. We get Roy Williams. Supposedly he's got Marion Barber, two big names for
right.
the Cowboys. Have been cut. Now, whether they'll be back with, you know,
yep.
lesser salaries, I don't
back.
Know. Are the Cowboys, I asked Douglas yesterday, are we going to stink again?
I don't think so. I think so much of it depends on keeping Romo upright and doing some type of an exorcism and getting all the demons out of there. Cutting some of these guys is actually a message. It's actually a message that, you know something, we fell in love with Roy Williams and made that move years ago. I mean, my colleague over at Fox, Troy Aikman, thought it was a bad move right from day one, if you remember correctly. He said, he's got some bust potential there. I don't know if it's going to work out. But turned out Troy was very on top of that one. He was all over that one. But I think that what the Cowboys are saying is we've made some mistakes, and we're willing to correct them and rectify them. I think that's a big statement without making that statement, because – they kept Doug Free. Doug Free's not the guy that you sit there and you write 27 articles about should you keep him or should you not keep him, but he's an integral part of that team and vital, because otherwise you got to take your number 9 pick and draft Tyron Smith and make him a left tackle right now with no OTAs, with no minicamp, with nothing leading up, and you don't want that being a pinwheel situation, revolving door, where he's out there and here come all those great rushers from the NFL and Tony Romo's getting hit upside the head again. You can't have that. Doug Free gives you stability. You break Tyron Smith in on the right side to help ease Mark Colombo. That's making you better right off the top. Leonard Davis, he's been big, but he hasn't produced lately. That's been an issue. And for the Cowboys, they could have very easily kept riding with that. They decided not to. That's a clear message. It's different business there in Dallas. I think it's a good move for them.
Charles Davis with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. If the Jets would somehow get Nomni, and I hope I said that right,
yep.
if he heads out to the Jets, are they the AFC favorite?
I think they are. And he on one side, Revis on the other. Obviously, that probably spells the end of Cromartie, but it's an upgrade. I mean, that's a trade you'd make in a heartbeat. Do you want Antonio Cromartie? Do
everybody
you want Nomni out
Cromartie.
Tomorrow? Right?
Wouldn't everybody else want Cromartie? What's wrong with him?
See, listen, nothing wrong with Cromartie, but I'm just saying, if you had to make a decision on your team, am I keeping Antonio Cromartie or am I bringing in Nnamdi Asomugha for one spot? I'm taking Nnamdi Asomugha. To me, it's a no-brainer.
I'll let him say it.
All right? But here's the thing. I'm with you on that one. Oh, you mean Antonio Cromartie's free? Oh, yeah. People are going to want him, and I think what has happened, too, remember, Antonio Cromartie said there's no hometown discount for the Jets.
Yeah.
I think you heard that. No hometown discount. I'm not coming back unless, you know, the money's right and the whole deal. Well, we know he needs the money with all the kids and everything else out there. He did a nice job for the Jets last year. But, again, I'll say it one last time. One spot, I got a chance to either have Nnamdi Asomugha or Antonio Cromartie. I'm not spending a lot of time on this personnel decision. I don't have to plug in a lot of tape. I don't have to go and make it. This one's easy. Listen, Antonio Cromartie, when he came in last year, they had to do what with him? They had to pay him in advance so he could take care of child support, right? $200,000, $300,000 before he ever played a down there, in advance, take care of that. Nnamdi Asamoah is a perennial Man of the Year candidate in the NFL for all of his off-the-field activities, extremely smart man, has plans post-NFL. Okay, one more time, do I have to ask this question? Nnamdi Asamoah or Antonio Cromartie? And then you got to throw in the playing of the game, and Nnamdi Asamoah is a better football player than Antonio Cromartie.
Charles, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us on the Doug
anytime,
and Daddy Show.
You
we
know that. You know, hey, listen, anytime I can get a face-to-face reunion with my cuz before we go to the family reunion, life is good, and you guys have always been so good to me over the years. I just appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to more now that we have Big Ten stuff to talk about, because with my new gig at Fox, we'll be calling the Big Ten championship game. Me, Gus, and Tim Brewster will be there in Indianapolis for that game, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers have as good a shot as anyone as being there for this game, so I'm looking forward to it. And even if you're not there for the game, I know you'll be there to cover it, so let's plan that next reunion for that one, okay?
December 3rd, Indianapolis.
If I don't come to Memorial Stadium before, then
that's
who knows?
Right. Maybe we could go out after that championship game and have a steak or
That sounds good to me, because at that point, my season will be done until the Cotton Bowl. So, all right, let's do it.
Sounds good, Charles.
Thanks guys.
Man.
Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Charles Davis with the Fox Network, the NFL Network. He's all over the place, college and NFL, and we always appreciate him giving us his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And that's going to pretty much wrap things up. We'll put a big old bow on it and finish things up right after this. Final timeout from Chicago with the Big Ten Media Days, brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers, K&K Parts, and Misco Sports.
People you know, community people. Community people.
If you're looking for a new car or truck, we've got your loan and a local dealer has your vehicle. It's the people you know combination. See us today. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
For lunch, dinner, a late-night snack, or a brew, it's Murphy's Wagon Wheel. Tasty wood-grilled burgers and steaks, macho nachos, pit barbecued ribs and brisket. From microbrews, specialty beers, 12 different on tap, to daily food and drink specials. Plenty of flat-screen TVs to keep you up on the games. Hastings' finest watering hole, Murphy's Wagon Wheel. At 1st and Lincoln downtown, and online at murphyswagonwheel.com. Meet ya at the wheel.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, ready to wrap things up from Big Ten Media Days here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, which is more of a pavilion here in Chicago, and we're glad to have you along with us. Daddy, one thing that we can tell folks before we get out of here is that earlier in the week, Big Ten Network, BTN, announcing that it had signed its deal with Time Warner. Well, now Charter is on board, and that should make our part of the listening world very happy.
Yeah, that's certainly something exciting. I know they wanted to get done. I think it happened. Actually, we were at the reception last night, heard from the president of the Big Ten Network, Mark Silverman, telling us it happened actually much faster than even they anticipated. Thought they could get it done before the season. Thought it would be up to the last minute before the season, but it has happened already. They're excited about that and glad to have people on board.
It is added to Charter's expanded basic digital service. So what that means is it's expanding the number of customers enjoying BTN. It will be on Channel 425 and be seen by expanded basic digital and sports view customers. It's also available at no additional cost for high definition customers. Husker fans excited about the upcoming season, so are we, and glad to put them on, according to Melissa Morris, Vice President and General Manager for Charter in Nebraska. Now, all Husker games football will be on television this year. ESPN Family Networks, Big Ten Network, ABC, versus all of which are provided by Charter, and so they're happy about that.
Yeah, everybody's happy about that. The more football, the better off it is wherever you're watching it. But if you got the Huskers on, great, great job. And that's one of the reasons we joined the Big Ten Conference, because of the exposure.
You can check charter.com if you want more information on that. Well, Daddy, it's been two fun-filled days. We're used to doing three long days with the Big 12, but with the way things have changed and the way we have teams in the Big Ten Conference, things are different. Bo Pelini was wearing a tie. He wasn't wearing the crew neck sweater. We may see high school football games on the Big Ten Network. Another little tidbit here, Commissioner Jim Delaney saying, you know what, if the Longhorn Network does it and other networks are going to do it, it could be something to follow suit in the future. I'm sure it's coming at some time. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
No, you know, I think it's just these kids receive enough attention already. If you start putting them on TV, how maybe, you know, maybe it's great. Who knows? It's just one of those things. We've been so long and haven't had to worry about it. And, of course, everybody's thinking, well, if Texas is going to do it, we're going to match them. And they seem to be wanting to break away. And it's interesting, some of the guys talking about, people not being happy. And then, you know, 2 months ago, people writing like Barry Trammell writing how Dan Beebe saved the conference or something to that effect was the headline of the article. Well, now there's certainly fractures in the casing surrounding that, and not many people are happy other than Texas, I don't think.
Well, I hope we've covered it all for you folks. And just to let you know, some of the folks that you'll be hearing from when we get back, Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, will talk with Nebraska's Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers. Jerry DiNardo from the Big Ten Network will give us his thoughts on the Big Ten and Nebraska coming in. As far as some of the players, we'll talk to Ohio State center Mike Brewster, DeMarlo Beldner, wide receiver from Indiana, Mike Mouty, the Penn State linebacker from Linebacker U, Al Netter, offensive tackle from Northwestern, Nebraska's Levante David, Dan Persa, we're caught up with him, the outstanding quarterback from Northwestern. Bob Carolla is somebody that Daddy wanted to track down this morning. He is the director of officials for the Big Ten.
Yeah, we got to talk to Bob, and that was something really exciting. Bob's been a former official that worked two Super Bowls in the NFL. It's really cool. I got to spend, you know, quite a bit of time with him before the show, after we did the interview, just talking about things. He's a very interesting guy, very first-class guy, wants to have things done the right way, and we'll hear from him.
Well, you know, we all know as Nebraska fans the importance of Alex Henry and the place kicking. Well, Carson Wiggs was the only punter and kicker here at Big Ten Media Days. He's from Purdue. He's made a 67-yarder in a spring game, 59-yarder in a regulation game, has made a 72-yarder in practice. We chatted with him. Linebacker Andrew Sweat of Ohio State, the great running back from Michigan State, Edwin Baker. Kirk Cousins has got the arm, he's got the legs, and Derek Moy, the wide receiver candidate from Penn State, who's on all kinds of awards lists. We'll be hearing from all of those folks in the upcoming days. If you missed any of it yesterday, some of the folks we talked with included Purdue coach Danny Hope, Ron Zook, Illinois coach, Jerry Kill, Minnesota coach, Brett Bielema, the head coach at Wisconsin, Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins, Nebraska's Jared Crick, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network, defensive tackle out of Iowa, Mike Daniels, Mike Rallis, the linebacker out of Minnesota, Brian Barnhart, the voice of the Illini Sports Network, and former Wisconsin quarterback Brooks Bollinger, all on yesterday's show. Today, Malcolm Moran, used to work for the New York Times, now with Penn State, Randy Peterson of the Des Moines Register. We heard comments from Athletic Director Tom Osborne on the Nebraska-Iowa game, now being known as the Heroes game, their trophy game. Nebraska running back Rex Burkhead, Joe Shad of ESPN and College Game Day, also to Jeff Thomas, linebacker from Indiana, and Charles Davis with the NFL Network and Fox. If you missed any of it, it's on the podcast. Listen to any show anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Mara, we can roll the close because it's our last minute of the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, your last thought.
Well, it's an exciting time of the year. Everybody's ready to go. You'll practice is a week away. Next Friday, remember, that fan day is next Friday. It's not on the regular Saturday. Practice gets going Saturday. Practice is going, it's either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for all these teams around here. Everybody does it a little bit differently, but everybody's anxious. Another football season is upon us.
Fan day next Friday, Memorial Stadium from 2 to 3:30. First practice a week from tomorrow, next Saturday. And, of course, the initial game with Tennessee Chattanooga, September 3rd. Fresno State rolls in the 10th. Washington the 17th. Off to Wyoming on the 24th. And then October 1st at Wisconsin. October 8th, the first Big Ten home game in Lincoln against Ohio State. For our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, and for the Big Daddy, Tony Davis, I'm Doug Dudas saying thanks again to our major sponsors for sending us to Chicago and hopefully bringing you two very enjoyable shows. Gary Michaels Clothiers, Bruce Furniture, K&K Parts, and Misco Sports. This is Doug Dudas saying have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you back in studio on Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.